Q94, your mountain of rock. That is Jefferson Starship and Jane. I'm Gary Lee. We've got all kinds of great rock and roll still yet to come. It's 25 minutes after the 7 o'clock hour, and we're cruising on down to the Bayou Resort for our weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report, the first of 2023. Good morning, Gary Faraci.
Good morning, Gary. How are you on this thirsty Thursday morning? You don't sound too well this morning.
You know, it's basketball season, so it's that time of year for colds. And you know, here it is, January, and fishing seems to really, really be good.
It is, Gary. We got a beautiful morning like this, 34 degrees. How could you not be out on the water?
Well, if you got a cold and you're like, you know, but then again, you just say, well, heck with it. You know, why not?
But you're right. The crappie fishing has really picked up here with live bait and a few select colors of the tater baits and some Bobby Garland colors. Both have been working well. I've actually seen a few limits of crappie come through this past week. We've had some really nice weather, and then we've had a few cold days now. I've guys that get out there, and then I think they're starting a little bit later. Some guys are 8, 9 o'clock going out and doing well, 10 o'clock going out and doing well. And then we got the stripers and the hybrids and the whites. And they're on all different things on that, different baits, from a flicker shad to live bait to a couple select colors in the tater baits have been working well. It's been a really good week.
Now, what about the largemouth and the Kentucky and smallmouth?
Well, the guys that have gone out with that, and same thing there. 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, head out, and you don't have to get out there at daybreak. And that started to really pick up. I've seen guys do well. And from what I understand, as of January 1, they've changed the limits on largemouth.
Really? What did they change it to?
They went from 15 inches length to 13 inches.
Hmm.
And they went from 5 limit to 6 limit.
Interesting.
Yeah, I haven't verified it. Someone told me just yesterday. I know they were talking about it, and someone said that they saw the link to Arkansas Game and Fish. I have not checked it out. I'm going to this morning as soon as we get done here and check it out. But that's what I heard, and their whole thinking behind that was to get rid of some of the smaller fish and let the bigger fish thrive more.
Well, yeah, and, you know, this time of year, too, out there fishing, the traffic is not near as, there's just not as many boats out there on the water. And usually, if you come across the boat on the water, they're fishing.
Yeah, absolutely. This time of year, absolutely. And you know, as we get into the spring, we get into the end of February, into March and April, in that the fishermen will be out there in droves. It'll be, you know, picking up the spring fishing. But the guys that want to get out there and fish now, now's the time to do it. If you find the fish, you find the bait fish. It's game on right now.
Right on. Hey, Gary, for folks that want to know more, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277, our Facebook page. Great way to take a look at pictures, see what guys are doing, drop us a line, leave us a note on there. Of course, always our website, thebayouresort.com, or just stop in if you're in the area.
Right on. Gary, we appreciate you, and we will talk with you next Thursday.
We will, and you feel better, Gary.
All right, see you, man.